Okay, Alexander, let's talk about Parler and kind of like a follow-up, I guess, to the video we did on Parler and Amazon shutting Parler down. And I guess the first question that I have for you is I was watching Dan Bongino, who's an investor in Parler. He hasn't hidden the fact, and he has a very very popular radio show and podcast, the Dan Bongino Show. It's almost like top five podcasts. And he was talking about everything that's been done to Parler, and he says they're going to be back, and I believe him. You know, Bongino's a very resilient, tough guy, and I'm sure when he says something, he means it. So he's confident that they'll be back, and the battle will continue to be fought. But he brought up an interesting point, and I want to run it by you. Apple sent, and let's talk about Apple. Let's not talk about Amazon. Let's talk about Apple, because Apple booted the Parler off of the App Store. So Apple told Parler, unless you change your terms and start editing your content, your user posts in this case, because all Parler is that it gets the user posts on profiles. Unless you start moderating and editorializing your user posts and the content that ends up on your site, we will not host you. We won't deliver your service on our App Store. Now, Parler is a platform, and they should be afforded the same rights under Section 230 that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Parler, Gab, all the platforms, big or small, should have the same rights under Section 230, and that is being defined as a platform and not a publisher. But Bongino makes the case, and I actually find he's correct, at least in my mind. When Apple is putting it in writing that they expect Parler to editorialize and act as a publisher, and they put that in writing, is Apple not going against the Section 230 that should afford Parler the same protections as Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or any other social network or platform? In a way, it seems like Apple has just hung themselves here.
Well, I think that's exactly right, because this is what I think is the implicit deal between Section 230 that Section 230 represents. The implicit deal, which was made way back in the 1990s when all these companies began to appear and the platforms began to appear, is that they would be given certain protections by Congress in relation to their content, to action, you know, that might be brought against them in respect of their content, in return for the fact that they would not be publishers, they would be platforms, and they wouldn't edit their content. Now, they are breaking that implicit bargain. They are, in effect, editing their content, and not just editing their content, but they're imposing demands upon others like Parler to edit their content in their own way. I mean, one of the things that struck me about about Apple and indeed the others is that they made some very serious allegations about some of the content that's appeared on Parler, but they didn't make it at least publicly clear to me what those concerns were. And of course, giving Parler 24 hours in which to make those changes strikes me as being, I mean, I think any legal lawyer would say, that's completely unreasonable. That makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, if you've got genuine and serious concerns, you give a company time to sort them out. Bear in mind that you've not raised this issue with that company before. And if you give these people time, maybe they'll sort it out. Maybe you're not, and you can sort out something. But this was both an extraordinarily draconian step and also one which does indeed expose the fact that they are not just imposing editorial decisions on themselves. They're not just making editorial decisions on themselves, but that tech companies like Apple are now imposing those same editorial policies on other people, on people who, you know, whose apps they carry in their app store, for example. And that does seem to me an extraordinary thing. I think it's an extraordinarily unwise thing. And of course, a legal challenge is coming. I understand that Parler has already brought a legal case against Amazon. I'm sure they will before very long against Apple too. I think this is all the potential to run all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States. And I think that the actions the big tech companies have taken over the last few days make those legal challenges much more likely and far more convincing and likely to succeed. And of course, we now have people with deep pockets who have an interest in financing these legal challenges. So I think this is overreach. And I mean, obviously, this is all subject to what the courts say, but I would be very, very surprised if these legal decisions went Apple's way when they come. And of course, if tech companies start losing Section 230 protections because the court says that they're behaving like publishers, then of course that could be very difficult for those tech companies.
Yeah, but my question also goes to you is why should Apple force Parler to act as an editor, to act as a publisher? That's what Apple's doing in this case. They're saying you're not a platform. You are. We see you as a publisher. That's why we need you to editorialize the content on your app. How come they don't say the same thing to Twitter and to Facebook as well? I mean, you know, if Parler has questionable content, I'm sure Twitter and Facebook definitely has questionable content. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Why does Apple decide to treat Parler as a publisher, but decides to treat Twitter and Facebook as a platform when all three of those companies that I've just mentioned, Parler, Facebook, and Twitter, are platforms and should be protected under Section 230. I mean, this seems very, very sinister.
Well, it's not just sinister, as I think the point which was made by this investor is it drops the mask. Because on the one hand, this is, as I said, coercive. I mean, and in a way that I think is definitely open to legal challenge. Because, as I said, turning rounds, giving somebody a 24-hour ultimatum, I mean, that's absolutely unreasonable and an abuse of power, which I think gives rise to all sorts of legal issues. The fact that all the tech companies have acted effectively in concert with each other and made almost identical demands of Parler also opens all kinds of serious legal issues. But the point is this, doing that does two things. Firstly, it exposes the extent to which Apple and it by definition other tech companies act as publishers. I mean, they've exposed themselves, if you like, as publishers by these moves. That's one thing, and that puts in jeopardy their Section 230 protections, which, as I said, are based on an implicit bargain that they will not act as publishers, but will act as platforms. So they've undermined their legal position in that respect, and that's something a court could look at. But of course, by combining that with this very coercive action of giving a company like Parler 24 hours notice, they've in effect not just undermined that legal protection that they had under Section 230, but they have also exposed themselves to further legal action. They've appeared to behave as censors, and they've acted, all of them in concert, like a monopoly cartel. So I think these are very unwise and dangerous moves, legally speaking. And I'm going to say it straightforwardly. I think Section 230, as we have known it, is now on its last legs. It's going to have to be replaced by something much stronger and far more properly regulated than what we've seen before. And I think the days when big tech companies can behave in this kind of fashion are probably numbered.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because Apple itself, the App Store, both Apple and Google, are also platforms.
Yes.
They are platforms that host platforms in essence. I mean, they host games and everything else, but they're platforms that host other platforms. So in this case, Apple is also editorializing and they're saying, we'll accept these guys, but we won't accept these guys. And we won't tell you the reason why. And we're going to tell you that you guys need to editorialize. You guys need to act as a publisher while these guys, we deem them as platforms. I mean, that's what Apple's saying is they're saying Parler, you're a publisher.
Absolutely. That's
Twitter,
exactly.
You're a platform. But they're also platforms and they're also editorializing.
Absolutely. It goes right through the whole system. I mean, that is what starts to happen when you behave in this way. I really do wonder, whether they're getting proper advice from their lawyers or whether their lawyers are perhaps so anxious to remain on good terms with these people who run these companies that the lawyers are telling them the kind of things these people want to hear. Because to me, this looks incredibly ill-judged. They have weakened their own position with respect to Section 230, and they have acted in a way which I think any court would consider completely unreasonable and an abuse, in effect, of monopoly power. Bear in mind that they'd never raised these issues with Parler before. They've hosted Parler in the past, and they've never said to Parler, well, you know, you're acting in a way that we think you should only be given 24 hours to clean up your act. I mean, they've never raised that before with Parler. Suddenly, they all together come and do it and give, as I say, Parler just 24 hours instead of, say, 2 weeks, 6 months, whatever, to sort itself out and to enter into some kind of dialogue with Parler as to how it can be done. This isn't a commercial. This isn't proper commercial dealing. And I am sure that it isn't proper legal dealing. It looks like, I get to say straightforwardly, it looks like monopolies once again abusing their position. In this case, a group of monopolies acting against Parler for two reasons. Firstly, because it is challenging one of the major members of this cartel of monopolies, which is Twitter. So they're trying to protect Twitter. That's one thing they're trying to do. And of course, the other is the ideological one, which is, from a legal point of view, I suspect even worse, which is that they're trying to close down the expression of opinions that they don't agree with, which are finding their place on Parler. So I think for all of these reasons, when this case goes to the courts, if the courts are prepared to do their work properly, which I know many people question, but I still think ultimately they will. I think that the actions with respect to Parler taken by all of these companies is going to undermine their position that their platforms, because they are taking editorial steps, as you rightly say, to suppress Parler or to impose certain editorial standards on Parler. And they've also taken the same they've also at the same time acted in ways that abuse their position as monopolies.
Yeah. So the main message that they're also sending out, which is a terrible message for the United States of America, is if you're a serious business person and you have big dreams and big visions and you plan to build a big business on the web, don't do it in the United States. Don't do business with Amazon. Don't do business with Apple. Don't do business with Google or Facebook or Twitter. That's the message that they are sending. It's just too damn risky to do business with these companies in the United States, because you never know how they're going to wake up one morning and how triggered, ideologically triggered, they just might get. And it might blow up your whole business. And finally, Alexander Nunez says racketeering. Is it racketeering?
Well, I have to say racketeering is an American offense, which I am not familiar with. But what I will say is this: closing down a company after making threats, well, closing down a company's entire business. And I believe, you know, Parler had a value of around $1 billion. It was approaching
half a billion to a billion. And it wasn't only on the tech side. They also had various other merchants collude to shut them down.
Well, there we go.
Various other services.
I mean, taking a step like that in the space of just a few hours is astonishing. And as I said, certainly I think the civil law is engaged. I would not be surprised if the criminal law is also engaged in some ways, given, as I said, the incredibly coercive and threatening way in which it was done. Whether it's racketeering, as I said, I don't have that knowledge. But, you know, Nunes presumably is getting legal advice, and that's his view. And I would take that very, very seriously. I think this was a major misstep. And I think that people like, you know, Jeff Bezos, and I think his name is Cook, Tim Cook. Yeah. Really need to get themselves some proper legal advice, or maybe they are getting proper legal advice and they're now so intoxicated with their own sense of power and their ideological and political positions that they're not heeding it properly. Because to me, this looks reckless. I think even the most, shall we say, left or liberal-leaning court in the United States is going to find it all but impossible to go along with this.
All right. We will leave it there. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Guys, click on that subscribe button on BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble. You will find us on those platforms. So look for us there. PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, Star, and Bitcoin. You'll find links down below. And of course, the Durant Shop, the world-famous Durant Shop, magic mugs.
Our famous
from
magic
all kinds
mug.
Of countries. And I'm also wearing a Durant long sleeve shirt there with the flag of Hungary.
So am I, by the way, because it's absolutely freezing here. And the temperatures in London have been extraordinarily cold. And you need your Durant long sleeve T-shirt and your Durant sweatshirts and hoodies when you go out to keep yourself warm in this kind of weather. And you also need a hat, because you should never go out in cold weather without a hat. And of course, this is basically a warm weather hat, but we've also got cold weather hats too, all of them, and you can see them with the flags of various countries. The feedback we get from our viewers for our products in our shop is rapturous. People love them, and at the same time, you support the Durant by buying them. And please check us out on our other platforms. Please, as Alex said, support us via PayPal, subscribe, Star, and Patreon. And please also come to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.